Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servodidio, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Insight into Healing airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. If you have any show ideas, would like to be a guest, or any questions, please send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com and check out my book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, on Amazon. Well, tonight, I have such an incredible show. On the line, I have Casey Navarro. As a former corporate advertising events producer turned yogi, holistic Ayurvedic practitioner and business owner, Casey Navarro's mission is to help women free themselves of their mother wound and any sexual traumas they carry with them so they can have a less distracted, more bliss-filled birth as they move into their exciting new role as a mother. Casey has worked with shamans and abuelas from the Red Road and the Amazon and has trained in a variety of modalities, including Ayurveda, neurolinguistic programming, cognitive behavioral therapy, somatic experiencing, panic healing energy work, and yoga. She coaches women to have an empowering pregnancy and educates new moms about how to overcome sexual birth trauma, postpartum depression, and anxiety using daily self-care practices like yoga, self-massage with essential oils, and doing the things that light you up, like planting a garden, surrounding your home with healing crystals, and finding your mommy tribe to establish meaningful connections. Casey, welcome to Insight into Healing. I'm so excited to have you on the show this evening.
Thank you, Alexa. I'm happy to be here.
It's so amazing. Yes, and as I was speaking to you before, and as my listeners know, I recently gave birth to my daughter. She's six and a half months already. And I thought it was just so important to bring up this topic of pregnancy, of birth, natural birth, C-section, and everything that goes along with it, because I find so many times we don't speak about it, and doctors don't give you the whole picture of what it entails. So I really wanted to get you on the show and find out, how did you get started with all of this?
Well, I started on my yoga journey probably about 19 years ago now, while I was living in Los Angeles working in advertising. And I started just your regular hatha yoga practice in Venice Beach in Santa Monica. And that led several years later to learning more about the spiritual side of yoga and going in depth more there. And then I actually left my career in yoga, in advertising, and decided to pursue a career in the healing arts. So I was a massage therapist, and I went to get training to be a yoga instructor. So that's how I got started.
Wow. And how has it been working with the healing and working with pregnancy and birth? What has that been like for you?
It's been very amazing. So I had my own traumatic birth story. So this work is really important to me because I feel that there are a lot of things that women or the society does not, you know, address in regards to sexual traumas that can come up during the birth process. Which I learned later, can cause your body to physically lock up. So, you're not able to those muscles are not able to open and allow things to flow through. So one of the things that I teach is how to surrender into the birth process. It is scary when you're having labor contractions and there's a lot of pain. And, breathing into those areas and just fully surrendering during that time can be really challenging for a lot of women, especially because we're used to being in control. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that this work is just very important to me, and also to teach women just fundamental skills to having a healthy pregnancy and to prepping for that time period. Because I know there's a lot of birth plan prep, but there's not much postpartum plan prep. So how can you build a support system once you bring the baby home? Like, what does that look like? You know, so those are the things that I like to discuss and plan with my clients.
I think you really brought up a topic that I think people really don't speak about, is sexual trauma and pregnancy. And I think so many times people want to, you know, yes, it's an exciting time, you are pregnant, but, you know, for going through it myself, it was, with the pregnancy and all the doctor visits and all of that, and also doing IVF to get pregnant. So I was at the doctor 3 times a week at the OBGYN and IVF doctor, and for someone who is not having any sexual trauma to someone who's had sexual trauma, to go into those visits, I could see being very jarring and very re-traumatizing. And especially, you know, I don't know, you know, sometimes doctors really don't understand really the significance of that, and almost the feeling of vulnerability and of being re-traumatized. But then also I'm wondering if moms and those that are going through this also feeling the guilt that this is supposed to be a happy time for me. I'm pregnant, but I'm being traumatized by all these visits. Have you seen a lot of that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Actually, one of my clients described it in a way that, you know, all of a sudden you're on your back giving birth, you have an epidural, and you have generally a man standing above you, and it can be very traumatizing, re-traumatizing. So, you know, I think it's very important to talk to, you know, victims of sexual abuse to discuss, you know, that these feelings might come up for you, because I don't believe many women think about it. I mean, I know I didn't think about it. And, you know, it's just one of those things that kind of gets pushed to the side because our society doesn't really know how to deal with it. I mean, 1 in 6 women are sexual assault victims, and that's only of what's reported. So you can imagine this is kind of the pandemic that is swept under the rug here.
Yes. Yes. I always say it's the silent pandemic because, you know, the ones that are reported, but there are so many. As a therapist, I'm working with many of my clients, the ones that aren't reported, I find, are tripled over the ones that are reported. Unfortunately, it is the silent pandemic that's going on. How would you speak to a client, a woman, or someone you were working with about preparing for this if they've had a sexual trauma history?
Well, I would suggest highly that they see a licensed therapist that, you know, specializes in sexual trauma. That would be one of the first things I would recommend. As well as, I mean, why would they work with me? I work more on the spiritual side, the embodiment side of those practices. So, you know, yoga, breath work, you know, different types of modalities that bring you back into the body and feeling, you know, feeling the sensations that are going on in your body, actually acknowledging those sensations and sitting with them instead of trying to block them out. And then just, you know, regular daily practices, self-care practices, getting women, you know, really embodied in those practices, because once the baby comes along, it's all consuming. And so you're trying to balance your own personal health with sleep and nourishment. That could mean nourishing water, nourishing foods, nourishing, practices with your, you know, with kind words, loving affirmations, that kind of thing. So there's, you know, there's this like just whole well-rounded embodiment of what kind of practices you can set yourself up for. And that could also look like making a meal train, you know, having your family and your friends support you in different ways once the baby is here. I remember one of my clients, I went and sat at her home after she had the baby, and she was actually an at-risk mommy. She had a prior drug addiction. And so I sat with the baby while she went and slept because it was very important for her to get proper sleep so she wasn't at risk for relapsing. So those are some of the ways. And, I mean, I could go on all day.
Yeah. No, but I think it really brings up such an important point, because so many times people feel it's cliche when we talk about self-care. But it's so important to make sure you have your mommy tribe during pregnancy, after pregnancy, that you have that ability to be able to make sure, which I know is sometimes impossible, to get those naps, to get that sleep in, to have that sort of peace of mind spiritually with yourself. Because I think it's so important, especially during pregnancy too, how you're feeling inside. You know, as we all know, the baby feels what we're feeling. The baby is in tune with what we're feeling, what we're doing, you know, what we're speaking and how we're speaking. So I think it's so important to be able to start practicing all those self-cares even before becoming pregnant, for people who don't, you know, just in their daily life to have that, because I think it's so important when stressors come at you, when everyday external factors come at you, it's important to have that inner sort of monologue to self-soothe, to bring yourself to a place of calmness and peace to help you get through those harder times in life.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, one of the ways, like, I think, like, in my beginning classes, I talk about, you know, nourishing the roots of the plant, of your body in this instance. So, you know, talking about getting proper water intake. I mean, hydration is so important, you know, and then also I believe it's really important to what kind of water you're taking in. So is it water that's alive? Is it spring water? Does it have, you know, micronutrients and probiotics and natural minerals? I mean, you know, these things are important for the body, for the ecosystem of your digestive system, for your gut biome. And also, you know, hydrogen oxide in spring water helps actually, there are some studies that say it can make you smarter. So, you know, you're passing that kind of nourishment onto the baby. And then, you know, movement. I mean, movement has been known to cause, you know, lower stress levels. You're getting more oxygen to the brain. You're, you know, it's improving circulation, digestion, immunity, all of these things. And I mean, it can be difficult to move when you're pregnant. I remember there were days I just didn't want to get up and go for a walk.
Absolutely.
But I mean, and especially because I was living in Florida when I was pregnant during the summer. So,
wow.
I remember just feeling like, oh, but yeah. And then also with that being said, as a yoga instructor, you know, being conscientious of your movement, because you are, you know, you have all of the relaxing hormones in your system, and so you can really, you know, hurt yourself if you're not moving properly. You know, I had an SI joint issue that came up after birth, because, you know, during the whole prenatal process, I was doing a lot of yoga, thinking I was doing my body good, but I was actually opening up the ligaments a little bit too much, I believe. So the elasticity of, you know, that area became more open. And then lastly, I just think, you know, that it's really important to like, you know, breathe. I mean, pranayama, getting the life force in your, you know, the oxygen into your system. I mean, that's good for releasing toxins. It's good for stress levels, for hormone production, all of that. And they do say not to do pranayama in the first trimester, but you can embody it in the second and third.
Yes, yes. And what about, because I know so many times after birth, as I've gone through it myself, and I had an epidural, they actually had to try it three times before it worked. There was a lot of fluid in my back. And I know so a lot of times, you know, sometimes they say it's normal to have back pain, even though I've never had back pain and some nerve issues. And, you know, your body changes so much after giving birth. What are some things that you can do to help improve how your body feels after pregnancy?
Well, I think one really important thing is, you know, eating nourishing foods. There's a great book, there's probably several, but there's a great book, and I'm not remembering the name of it right now, but it's 40 days postpartum, and it's all these nourishing foods. I will probably post about it now that I'm thinking about it. But, you know, learning about herbs and how different foods from different cultures even, you know, have been used to support the immune system, to support, like, you know, the releasing of the lochia and the swelling and all of the other things that, you know, that bring the body back in balance. And then, you know, body work, like light lymphatic touch, just moving the fluids through. Like I said earlier, I practice an Abhyangar Ayurvedic practice that uses essential oils, and that's part of my self-care practice daily. So, you know, just really nourishing, taking that time to nourish my body in that way. Yeah, so those are some things that come to mind. I mean, movement after the, you know, your first checkup postpartum, you can start to embody some yoga practice. But like and I'm a yoga teacher, and I had to learn certain things the hard way. I went back kind of hard into my yoga practice and caused some injuries. So, you know, I guess the main thing I would say is just ease back into your new life. You know, it's because it's so different. Your body is completely changed. And that takes a while to,
yes,
come back, I mean, together.
And what I've noticed, I'm also a fitness instructor and a personal trainer, and I've definitely noticed, I was, as also being a psychotherapist, I was some days teaching three classes a day, and they were high impact, and I was working out most of the time with my classes. And I've definitely noticed the difference. One, I always tell my clients, don't push yourself, start slowly, especially after an injury or pregnancy or something like that. You never, you know, your body's not the same. But I've definitely noticed I'm about maybe 40% back, and it's about 6.5 months in, and I'm about 40% back because I feel like I just don't have the same, you know, energy. I'm getting it back, definitely. But then I'm also realizing, you know, with the ligaments, with bones, with, you know, all different things that they worry about after pregnancy with all the hormones, that you just want to make sure you don't injure yourself. And I think sometimes, you know, you're so excited to get the baby weight off and get back into running and not do all of that. But I think it's being able to say you have to take care of your body and you have to give yourself the time for your body to heal in a natural way and to be good to it. What would you say to those who are pregnant or are planning on being pregnant and they're considering home birth, they're considering natural childbirth or C-section, and they're really not sure which direction to go and what would be best for them?
Oh, well, I really feel like this is where we have to lean into our intuition. I also feel that the midwives in the hospitals can be very good tools. Right now, you know, with this COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of people are choosing to have home births. And I think that's wonderful. And that works for a lot of people. That's worked great. In my instance, I did try to have a natural birth at a birthing center, and I had complications, and I had a sodium deficiency that may have been prevented if I were in the hospital. So I feel it's important to have the medical resources available to you if you need them, because without them in my situation, I would probably not be here, and neither would my daughter. She did spend a week in NICU due to oxygen desaturation levels. So not to scare anybody away from having a home birth, because I feel they are beautiful, but just to know to take precautions in that something may go wrong, and, you know, you want to be prepared for that.
Yes, because I think so many times, you know, things come up, and you don't know it as myself as I was induced and planning on having natural childbirth and ended up having to have a C-section, as the doctor on call at the last minute said that I had a disease, some condition that my pelvic bone structure was too small and would not be able to give birth physically. And, you know, I find so many times that, you know, we hear these things and we're about to give birth, or we're getting into that timing can be very frightening. So I do, you know, sometimes we don't know what questions to ask. Sometimes we don't know what things can occur or could pop up, which I never knew of anything like that. So I think it's so important to have guests like you on my show to really talk about these tough topics. Because childbirth is a beautiful thing. Children are a beautiful thing. They're a gift from God. But I think we also need to also know the steps up to it and the steps during it, so we're prepared. Not to scare anybody, but so that we can always be so prepared as we possibly can, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically for our journey.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that, you know, that hit me afterwards that I had no idea would come into play was postpartum depression and more anxiety. I remember there were days that I was afraid to drive across the Skyway Bridge. And I mean, those feelings are very real. And that's when having the resources such as a therapist who specialized in postpartum depression really helped me. I mean, they pulled me out of the fog. And I just want to tell anybody who is having, you know, any sort of dark thoughts that is something that, that can very well happen to the best of us. And so,
absolutely,
you know, to just be cognizant and get support. I mean, if you can, I mean, hopefully it's available for everyone. And that's my mission too. You know, in some of the underprivileged communities, like, I want this kind of care, the work that I put my heart and soul into, to be accessible to all. So, you know, that's one of the things that I'm committed to, is for my patients working on a sliding scale system, because I don't want any mother to ever feel like she can't have access to this type of work.
Absolutely. And it's so important. I think it's so important for them in every area to have access to this type of care, and also to this type of information, and to know what they're going through happens. And it's not to be ashamed of it, and not to say, am I the only one? What's wrong with me that I go through this? Because, you know, you hear all the time people saying, once you have a child, you know, you're nervous about them, you're always worrying. And, you know, when you don't have children, sometimes you think, oh, okay, how bad could it possibly be? But then you realize when you have children, and even when you have a pet or children too. So even when you have your pet and your pet gets sick, or, you know, something is lost or something like that, it is this kind of worry that you have and this underlying feeling, you know, just making sure that on a day-to-day basis everything is okay. And I think it's important for us to all think about it, no matter who we are. It happens to all of us. No one is immune to that. And I think that's what I really want to bring to light, is it's okay to have these feelings, to be worried, to maybe having those dark moments, but it's to reach out, and that there's always resources and community and have people you can speak to speak about everything that's going on, because you're not alone.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's very important to have, you know, your soul tribe, you know, for lack of better terms, you know, finding that support within your community. I know one of the things that helped bring me out of the fog of postpartum depression and anxiety was actually physically going back into my yoga practice in a group. I mean, not just doing it at home like I was previously doing, like actually sitting in a circle with other women and talking and releasing these things. So, you know, being in a comfortable space where you feel like you can do that is really important. I know that there's several, you know, breastfeeding support groups and other support groups postpartum that are available and free to many women. So just seeking those out, though, knowing that they're there to actually seek them out.
Yes. And to know that these groups are all confidential, so you don't have to worry about going there and, you know, what are people going to think about me and will anybody, you know what I'm talking about. That it's they're confidential. They're protected by HIPAA. But I think it's also saying it's really nice to be around people who understand what you're going through, who can hear things and say, wow, yes, I know what you're feeling. Yes, I thought of that before. Yes, I have those nights too. So that it's really very powerful. How can my listeners find you and follow you or contact you about your services?
Well, I have a Facebook business page called Lilac Healing, and I can be reached at lilachealing@gmail.com. Those are the best ways in which to reach me. And,
wonderful. Well, we're almost at the end of the show. One last word. What would you say to those that are listening, that are struggling, that are looking for hope or for inspiration and for some sort of peace?
I would say to contact me, because I have many, many resources. You know, there's Beyond the Blues, Understanding and Treating Prenatal and Postpartum Depression and Anxiety by Shoshana S. Bennett. That book is amazing. Nurture, A Modern Guide to Pregnancy, Birth, and Early Motherhood by Erica Cohen. And then the book that I was mentioning early, The First 40 Days, The Essentials of Nourishing the New Mother by Emily Grieven. And also Kimberly Ann Johnson's book, The Fourth Trimester. So some of those materials were just anchored it in for me. Just knowing about those resources, you know, reaching out to other women in your community, you know, go into the support groups, that kind of thing.
Yes. And I just love that title, The Fourth Trimester, because really, in reality, it isn't just three trimesters. There's always that fourth trimester of afterwards with the birth. And again, I just wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show this evening and really sharing your expertise and your and everything that you do in your work, because I think it's so important to provide this information, resources, and educational tools to everybody.
Thank you, Alexa. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. And again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. If you have any questions, please send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Everyone, have a good night, and God bless.
Thank you.